Words on Water.
Hi, welcome to Words on Water, a podcast from the Water Environment Federation. This is Travis Loop, the host, and for this episode, I'm joined by Jennifer Walsh. She's with Hazen and Sawyer, a senior principal engineer and one of our active members in WEF. And so thanks for finding some time to sit down and chat with us.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity. Yeah. It's really exciting to be here.
So we're going to talk today about being a young professional in the water sector and your perspective on that. But first, could you kind of just talk a little bit about your professional work and your background in water?
Absolutely. So I guess I would start out by saying when I was growing up, I didn't necessarily know that I wanted to be in the water industry. I thought I wanted to be a doctor. And I went and volunteered in the hospital for a little while and found out that blood and guts and needles were not for me. And so I kind of fell into water as an opportunity to make an impact in my environment, improve the quality of people's lives, and protect public health without all the blood and guts and gore. And so I had the opportunity to do a lot of undergraduate research and continued that on through graduate school, and was able to focus once I started working really on wastewater. And that's been my passion and my focus ever since.
Funny how that journey takes you, right?
You never know where you're going to end up sometime.
Everybody has an interesting story about how they got into water. And everyone kind of has a different story. But they all, like, find their way into the water sector. And your position now, could you just talk a little bit about what you do as a senior principal engineer?
Certainly. So on a day-to-day basis, it really varies depending on the types of projects and the clients that I'm working with. But I would say I could sum it up in that I do process and mechanical design as well as project management for upgrades, improvements, and expansions at wastewater treatment plants. And also a lot of planning, helping utilities look at how they can maximize their existing assets or maintain those assets in a better manner, as well as how we can plan for the future and make sure that utilities are well prepared for changes that are coming to the industry and changes in regulations.
Yeah. How long have you been working in the water sector then?
So I have been working in the water sector for about 8 years
now. 8 years, okay. All right, so finished up school about 8 years ago.
Right.
We'll see.
And I had the opportunity to graduate during the recession. And so I think, you know, looking back, it's amazing how things have changed in the last 8 years. Mm. Just going from everybody was very quiet and looking for work, essentially, to across the industry. I would say there's so much going on. Utilities are looking at how they can implement new technologies, and we are just going gangbusters everywhere. So it's a really fun time to be in the industry.
So but when you finished school, like you said, it was that 2010-ish time frame when the recession was happening. And so it was a challenging time to find kind of that first employment opportunity and to get into the water sector. Why do you think young people should consider careers in water? You know, people that are in college and kind of trying to figure out what they want to study and what they want to go into, or people maybe that just got out of school. Why do you think a water career is a good place for young people to go?
Well, first and foremost, I would have to say job security, actually. Water is integral to everything that we do. We can't survive for more than a couple of days without it. We need it to be successful in every other aspect of life. And so in one way or another, the ability to have that impact, I think, is huge. And I think as we continue to promote the value of water and educate the general public about how important it is, both from the clean drinking water side of things to, you know, wastewater treatment and how we manage that and how we can recover resources from our waste stream and be innovative and creative with moving forward. I think that there's a lot of potential to go in many different directions and still have the same impact.
I think kind of the younger generation, they like looking for careers that are really going to be, you know, change the world, right? And make a really big impact and be important. So you're like, hey, water is a place for that.
Absolutely. Sure. And I think that the United Nations has focused on water as one of their more sustainable development goals and ensuring that people across the globe have equal access to water and sanitation. Mm-hmm. And there's so much potential out there globally that we haven't even scratched the surface, really. Mm-hmm. So when young people are looking at a career and thinking how they might be more impactful on a global level, water is a great place to start.
And I like how you pointed out that there's a lot of different avenues you can go down in a career in water. And there's all, so many different choices, so many different things happening. So everyone's bound to find kind of their niche or what they really excel at and like.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you've been involved with the Water Environment Federation for a while, and this is not part of your job, really. This is a kind of a volunteer effort and to be involved. Why did you decide to do that?
For a couple of reasons. First, I made some really just wonderful friendships as I began to get more involved with WEF, meeting really exciting, engaging, and motivated individuals who care about water, care about the industry. It's fun to be around, you know, and it motivates you. Another benefit to being a member of WEF is the access to technical information and cutting-edge technology, learning what's really out there in the industry. You know, oftentimes as a young engineer or maybe as a young operator, you can get really pigeonholed into doing the same thing over and over again. And being a member of WEF exposes you to so many different areas within the industry. Mm-hmm. And also another, I think, very valuable benefit is being actively involved gives you the opportunity to take on leadership roles, take on more responsibility. And for folks that are looking to, you know, advance within their utility or within their company, it's a really good way to hone those skill sets without, you know, putting your career on the line, so to speak.
Sure.
So it gives you a chance to run a conference call and kind of network with you know, WEF presidents or a board of trustees in a more relaxed setting.
Yeah. It's just great professional development that then benefits you back in your regular employment.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to talk a bit about millennials. It's such a popular topic these days. You know, there's a lot of talk about millennials and what they're like in the workforce. And it seems to focus more on the ways that they're different that could be considered shortcomings. But I want you to talk about what you think the strengths of millennials are.
Yeah. So one thing I think about millennials is that we're really creative and we have a lot of information at our fingertips, and we have the ability to pull all of this information from various sources really quickly. And also, I think because we are a product of kind of the generation with 5 screens and
the digital age.
The digital age, exactly. Sometimes we can comprehend that pretty quickly and pull out the information that's useful that we can move forward with. So I think it's important to recognize how millennials have those opportunities and take that creative aspect and see how we can pull it into some of the more traditional problems that we've had to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And so one example actually that my boss gave recently was that in the past, you know, utilities have had a treatment plan, it's at capacity, the flows are increasing, they're expecting more people to move into their area, so what are they going to do? They're going to expand. The problems that we have today aren't necessarily that. We are looking at a decreasing footprint, a strain on resources, a strain on workforce, the idea that we want to recover resources, recover energy, and it's really forcing us to be creative in the solutions that we bring. And I think that it's the perfect place to insert millennials, because we have that creativity and that access to information and to bring it all together and to help us move towards the future with that future in mind.
And a fresh perspective, exactly. Not having done it a certain way for 30 years or whatever, but a very open mind to things. How do you think employers in the water sector, you touched on this a little bit, but how do you think employers in the water sector can really utilize those strengths and what millennials bring to the table rather than feeling like challenged by some other characteristics of millennials?
So I think it's important to give millennials responsibility. I think also millennials do like to have feedback. Mm. And I think sometimes we're accused of being too soft. Mm. You know, our feelings get upset when we hear something that we don't like. And I disagree with that. I think that millennials need the feedback and they're not doing well. We need to know so that we can find a different avenue and approach it with a different mindset and come to a better solution.
Mm-hmm. These are a couple of the points these are great points because I've heard these exact ideas before, that millennials, even though they're just coming in at the bottom rungs or entry level, mm-hmm. they want to be given real work and real responsibilities and given a chance to kind of prove themselves. And then you talked about being soft, but the wanting feedback part also, not just kind of working away and never really knowing how their work is, that they want to hear that so they can adjust.
Absolutely. And I think mentorship is very important too. I think millennials are seeking that type of mentorship, somebody to show them, you know, what's been done in the past, some of the mistakes maybe that have been made, and challenge them to think about how they can attack future problems with that mindset.
Yeah. So I guess the other side of the coin here, what do you think are some of the differences in millennials that employers may find challenging? So I'm not saying that they're weaknesses, but the differences in the way millennials are and their personalities or how they work that employers are just not used to.
So I think something that's a challenge, and I think just in the environment that we live in, is the work-life balance.
Mm.
Millennials want to be able to take a month off and go on an extended vacation, or they want to be able to have flexible work hours so that they can, maybe work from home part-time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think millennials really want that work-life balance, and I think sometimes with past generations where it's been a very traditional, you know, single family or single income family, you know, we don't have that luxury anymore. And so we're looking for more flexible work environments.
Hmm.
And I think that's something that employers, as they continue to embrace, I think will be able to pull more value out of their employees.
Yeah, that's another great one you're bringing up there. The idea of letting somebody take a month of their vacation time at once is kind of a very, what? You want to be off for a whole month?
Yeah.
From talking to your friends and colleagues, and do you see employers across the water sector coming around to some of this work-life balance?
Yep. I think slowly, you know, as we learn to embrace technology more, especially, you know, understanding working with Skype, screen share, and just being connected all the time, you know, understanding how to use technology to our advantage to get work done in an effective manner and maybe not in the traditional 8-to-5 time setting.
Right.
I think
work-life balance doesn't mean less productivity. It's just a different way to produce. One of the experiences that you were part of, I think because of your place as a millennial, you were able to be part of this, was an Unleash program that is kind of through the United Nations in a way.
That's correct.
Talk about that. This was something that happened last summer, I believe.
Happened last summer.
Okay.
And so for those of you that are not familiar, the United Nations has what they've called Millennium Development Goals. And these are global goals that are designed to improve the lives and improve the sustainability of citizens across the globe, regardless of country of origin or socioeconomic standard. And they brought together 1,000 young professionals from across the globe to look at different issues related to the Millennium Development Goals and how we could brainstorm solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a, you know, 10-day intensive program where we were focusing on problems, thinking about solutions, and bringing it all together to actually compete with our solutions, and with the hope of actually getting funding from investors to move these solutions to the next level.
Wow. 10 days, that's a really intense, long time period. And so you were with who? Like a group of 10 people? How did that work?
They broke it up into, there were seven SDGs that they focused on. And so I was specifically in the water group. Mm-hmm. There were about 100 participants in the water group. And then we were broken into teams of 3 to 5 people. Okay. And so I had a person from New Zealand, a person from Australia, a person from Morocco, and a person from Nigeria on my team.
Wow, very cool.
And so we all had the opportunity to focus on reusing wastewater as a potable water source.
Okay.
Addressing some of the challenges and how we can move that forward in the future.
So what did you all come up with?
So we came up with a global accreditation program to certify that reclaimed wastewater was in fact safe to drink through very stringent methodologies that we wanted to outline.
Wow. So that's, and you were with this small group mm-hmm. for the bulk of that 10 days and really diving into the issue, and did you have to produce like a paper or give a presentation?
So
or?
That was the really interesting thing, is we had a 3-minute sales pitch about our accreditation program.
Okay.
And so that was kind of the culmination of it. And we made it, there were 3 rounds of judging. We made it past the second round.
All right.
So we were pretty happy with
That's great. Yeah. And what was it like working with peers from other countries on water issues? I mean, different perspectives, or did you find a lot of common perspective and knowledge on like the issues?
There was a lot of common perspective, but then there was a lot of diverging perspective too. Mm-hmm. In the United States, we're actively embracing direct or indirect potable reuse through aquifer recharge, blending of water sources. So it was really interesting to talk to people from different countries where, for example, in Australia, they had a reuse project that was a public relations nightmare. Mm. And as a result, it's going to be a long time before they consider that technology again. Mm. And then also it was interesting to hear from folks from Singapore and how some of their public perception played into the work that they're doing in Singapore, and then talk with folks who are not in water-stressed regions and how they view potable reuse.
Hmm.
So it was very educational.
Yeah. After that experience ended and you kind of came back to reality, if you will, how did your perspective or your approach to work, did that change at all? Or did you feel like a different level of inspiration? Or yeah.
Well, I think it really it forced me to be more creative too. Hmm. That Unleash had developed a whole ideation process. We're really digging down and finding the root of the problem and then bringing back up your solution. And so that was something that I was able to bring back to my day-to-day work and really think of how we get to the root of our problem and then how we build up a solution. And then also I think, as we live in a more global environment, we're constantly interacting and engaging with people from all types of different cultures, all types of different backgrounds. And so really being able to understand where other people are coming from when they're bringing a problem to the table.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for the time. I look forward to getting your perspective, especially on millennials and and strengths and opportunities, all that stuff out there for people. And
well, thank you for inviting me.
All right.
Words on water.